This is tape number three on May the 16th, 1995.
Well, I'll hurry right along.
Talk fast.
Your dreams are already monitored. Some of you are already with chip implanted growing in your brain. That can be good or bad. As long as you are hooked to God, it doesn't mean a whit. Even if your deadliest enemy put it in there, you will not succumb. He cannot bring any frequency on the earth up to wiping yours out if you keep it to that frequency of God. But you all waver. And the moment you think doubt, boy, he's all over you just like glue. And the more important your task, or the more advanced you are along your path, and the more influence you might have with others, you see, they will not bother Dorma to the point that they will bother a Ron Jackson. It doesn't matter what his intentions are. Because to the world, it appears that he has more potential of damage against them than Dorma will ever have, while she's got the real plum. She's got the truth. But she's not out to do anything to them. So they don't really have the capability of doing anything to her other than take her out, and that really creates a problem for them. So they can always introduce doubts. But they're going to introduce the doubts about God into the heads of somebody who really could make an impact on their little daily ongoing programming. Their program, their play. Dorma may very well be able to impact the evolution of the planet. But you see, in the overall war between Satan and God, if you want to call it a war, he is going, in the long haul, he doesn't think that the truth is strong enough to win a war. Well, what are you fighting over? And what is winning and what is losing? You might say, well, look at this planet that could be lost to God. What makes you think it could be lost to God? If there are soul-bearing people and Lucifer takes them out in a physical form, hasn't God got them if they have a soul? Ones always are asking me, why does God let this happen to the little children? Where are the little children? We have them, and they're better off for it. And you're really bad off for what you let happen to them. No child is lost to God. Well, how could God allow this to happen to them? God didn't allow it to happen. You allowed it to happen. Well, now you just want to burden me with all of the things that have gone wrong on this earth. Well, who are you? And if there's only one with God, who did it? Or didn't do whatever you were supposed to do? Well, but I didn't know. Why didn't you know? Well, because nobody told me. Nobody told you, or you didn't want to listen. How many are in this room right now to listen to the truth? Not very many, compared to 6 billion people running around out there. Well, we're not here to gather in 6 billion people, although I am sent here to write for 6 billion people. So that if 9,999,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Well, they won't be able to get it because they won't let them have it. Well, that's what you said forever too, wasn't it? And you went searching. Yeah, and I sure wish I'd found it first before they stripped me of everything. Well, somehow one never really gets with the program until they've lost. That seems to be part of the game. But that also is the learning process of the child. And you're all children. We're but children. And when we stop being students and know it all, we don't smugly say, oh, we know it all. We just know it all. It just becomes. So as long as you admit that you don't know it all, there's hope. It's when you say, from that level of evolution, I know it all. And I'm not going to do this unless you do it my way. You have just sealed your fate. You wouldn't be there if you knew it all. And the world would not be in a mess if you knew it all. Well, do it my way because I know better. You haven't fixed it. Well, I never had a proper opportunity. If I were president of the United States, I would fix it. Well, don't you think Clinton thought he would do it differently? It might be worse, but it'd be certainly more imbecilic. But this man is a witch. He's a warlock. And they're a little concerned. They're having to clean off goats and chickens and stuff from the Santerias and so forth around that. No wonder they shut Pennsylvania Avenue. It was getting to be an area of pollution. Headless chickens and so forth. Those are the things you don't hear, do you? Some people in the Deep South have put curses on Clinton. And he's concerned. Why is he concerned? Because he gives power to that because he is out of a witch's coven. In which, I might add, his little sweet wife is one level higher than him. In witchcraft. Do you think it absolutely, totally, just circumstantial that Nancy Reagan would go to an astrologer to guide the nation's life? The tools are going to be the highest in your worldly positions. Well, then why don't we put some lighted ones in the worldly positions? You don't want lighted ones. You want ones who do it your way. You don't want equality. You want to be a little more equal than your brother. It isn't just that you don't want to pay taxes. You don't want to pay the money. You want it. And it's perfectly all right if you can get some more along the way. And I would be disappointed in you if you didn't have that kind of mathematics in your brain versus give it all away when we need it to build. You cannot build a castle of cards if you have no cards to stand on edge down here at the foundation. And it helps if you use super glue and a lot of toothpicks to prop them up. All you've got to do is take out the bottom layer and you've destroyed the structure. So what are they doing? They're taking out your constitution. That will destroy your structure. Then they can do anything from this element of power. Because they don't have to give any more attention to the structure. Meanwhile, all you have to do is build your foundation. Move your foundation right over here. Your problem is when you put any man in power, he becomes. You have given him your power. And I watch it over and over and over again. Just help me decide whether or not Ron Jackson is worthy of me giving him my power. Why do you have to give him your power? Can you not have a leader that you don't give away your power to? He is no better than the government if he takes your power. How dare him say, I am going to return this to a republic. It's nice to assume that you can do that. It's pretty damn dictatorial if it's got to be my way. And all the rest of you bow and scrape. No, thank you. If I put you in that position, buddy, you are my servant. That's what's wrong with the system now. Those are my servants, and I have become the master outside the tent while they're all partying at my expense. And if you turn right around and you do that to somebody else, you have just done it to yourself again. It is only a matter of moments before that one is so corrupt. One say, well, we knew it was going to happen. The Republicans get in the fall, and nothing's different. It's just worse. It's because you expected somebody to go in there and do your job for you. And they're all out of the same mold. There was never any intent to be a servant, except while they're making their lying speeches. I am your servant. Yeah. Yeah, master. You barely make minimum wage, if that much. While I make $100,000 a year base. With a place to live, with mailing privileges, with everything that comes with the corrupt society. There's nothing, master, you can do about it. That's right, because they also have all the instruction media out there to continue to tell you there's nothing you can do about it. Or egging you on. Come on, come on, just come on. Pick up your gun. We dare you, just pick up your gun and try to take back your nation. And we'll change the meaning of all your words. Intent of the law. What do they argue over in Simpson's case? Well, they voted in that you've got to give the other side all discovery. Well, now, isn't that... Why do you go to court then? Why do you let the lawyers get all the information, learn all the lines, learn all the rules, and then they get to go play the game and you get paid for it? It's no different than the government. You're getting what you're paying for. Well, but we're sure the voters had an intent different than whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Whichever side gets up to argue, it's their side, you know. Well, we're sure the voters didn't intend this. Everybody pretty soon has lost sight of the fact that a man is up there accused of murder of two people that he really cared about one of them. It doesn't matter whether he's innocent or not. You all forget that he has a right under the law to be innocent. You certainly haven't proven him guilty. The enemy came in and pronounced him guilty, so a lot of you hopped on that bandwagon. And you fluctuate every day. It pretty soon doesn't matter whether he did it or didn't do it. Is he dangerous to somebody else on the street? Apparently not. If he didn't like her enough to cut her throat and almost sever her head, he was angry at her. Is he going to hurt you? is he and Gloria Allred's idiocy worthy of what it is costing you to have the idiot show and tell going on? Not just what it's costing him, what is it costing you? And they're getting ready to build a war around this thing. Every day they are building the war. And with your money, they've got the machinery to fight you with when it all blows. And you know that it is going to blow, and you can tell when you get close by how they heat it up. And when it just drifts along and drifts along, you know you got another few days, because they are going to really twist those screws when they're ready for it to blow. They're just building and building and building their foundation. And of all the players in the game, O.J. Simpson is to me the saddest, because nobody gives a damn about O.J. Simpson. He is just a man caught in a trap. And for anybody to stand up there and say he's a danger to society is absolutely ludicrous. He was tangled up in a financial deal with someone in Florida. That bunch down there, we've even given the name of the killer. Has anybody heard a word about it? Does anybody ever hear anything on the media about Gary Ween's stuff? They have been informed every step of the way as to who it is, what it is, why it was. And it doesn't matter. We've got to protect the people. What people? Well, we're prosecutors and the people have a right to a fair trial. Say what? You're the people. Why don't you just take a democratic vote? Let him go or hang him. Shoot him. You'll be astounded at how many would just shoot him. Any more just to get rid of the farce taking up your television time. It's at hand. I should probably share with you, because it will clarify a little bit for Norma. I'm the one who said go to see Little Crow, because it is so serious, and she sensed it and she understood it. And she said to Little Crow, I am so concerned. I almost feel as if I'm coming to say goodbye for the last time. When the thing in Zaire hit, and realizing the mammoth magnitude of this happening, that they would even present it and then call it the Armageddon Plague, means it's going to get worse from here on in. And then when they throw in no treatment, and then you know they're lying to you about the number of deaths. When the lie gets so massive that to keep a world out of panic, they lie. And you know that it is in the same place they introduced AIDS, you know you've had it. And then when you realize that earth changes must take place during this period of time, if earth herself does not evolve and make these changes, and there will be a cleansing, there has to be a purification. You cannot go in a disease-ridden society without it killing you. So something has to happen. and you know what the plan is because you can read. They've written their plan, and they're right on schedule, and they will tell you that. Not like that, but they will show you. The end time Armageddon plague tells you. And there will be earthquakes, and there will be winds, and there will be rains, and there will be hailstones 33 pounds big. And that's God. No, it's not. That's the easiest trick. That is the easiest trick. But you know that when it gets that way, there is power being unleashed. And you feel there's nowhere to run to and nowhere to hide from this. No, there's not. So you use wisdom to the best of your ability. You make your own thought forms that say, it's all right, whatever happens, Father, but I prefer that this happen. Then you will try and you will work and you will find a way to create that which allows passage. Maybe not of self, because if you have evolved far enough, self doesn't matter a whit to you. Except in its little, just daily, I've got to get through here and I'm going to do it. It is much luxury and enjoyment and pleasure and loving as I can do it. Because that's what the play is about. But I've got to be prepared for these other things. It means I've got to release a lot of things that I'm really attached to. I'm really hung up on. Because ultimately in that final hour, none of this is going to be important. None of these things will be important. But if you intend or know that you're going to have to be here after the fact, then you're going to prepare against those contingencies after the fact. It doesn't mean that you have to wallow around in your own self-pity or fear or whatever, or, oh my God, I'm not doing enough. Especially you little parents with your children, you are doing enough. If you're just doing your responsibility to them. It's easy to pick at those parents. Either the child misbehaves or they seem to be getting more or whatever seems to be happening. Remember, it's your perception. You can choose to perceive anything you want to. And what you perceive in every given thing is what God uses as a guide to where you are. How do you respond to that which you think is unfair? Is it just because you want more? Or is it for the overall evolvement of man? And does it matter? Maybe not. Certainly not your responsibility, the overall involvement or evolvement of man. If you're just responsible for yourself, and each person becomes responsible for themselves, whether there's 1, 10, or 6 billion, you don't have a problem. You'll solve those problems that might arise. But it's easier to blame a circumstance than it is to accept responsibility for that circumstance. And if everybody spent more time on their own personal perceptions and evolvement, they'd spend a lot less time picking at somebody else for your perceived lack in their own little perception, their own little play. And yet when you're all lumped in and when you are all basically contributing toward a common goal, it does matter, doesn't it? If you've got some goofing off, some taking, And yet, in a world where you are experiencing, you're going to have separate businesses. Or you're going to end up in a communistic dictatorial society. You're going to have capitalism in its truest sense. I work, I produce that which you need for some resource that you can offer me. And my product is not something thrust upon you because it is demanded by law, but because it's the best product, you're going to choose it. You see, we have a real advantage here. You can have all those silver colloid producers out there, and if you've got a titanium neck band on your virus, silver just doesn't have the frequency to knock it out. It'll get rid of a lot, especially of the little reproductive system of these viruses, but you got to get it early. The government's smart enough not to give you lay people, you stupid idiots, a bunch of IV setups. You might go and cure yourself. You might put some of this colloidal stuff in some Giondrian and give it to yourself IV. We got to protect you from this. No, what they're saying is we have got to protect ourselves from your ability to save your asses. We've come along to wipe you out, and we're going to do it. I would suggest that a lot of you begin to collect little plastic tubing. It might behoove you to collect some needles, you know, where you marinate turkeys from the inside. Mm-hmm. You might find some of these things handy. And if you get into the active part of war, I would suggest that you take a bottle of Giondrianna and you put a pin in your finger. After you do this, though, I want you to put some colloid silver gold on it because I don't want to introduce anything. I just want you to hold the needle beforehand in a colloidal solution that you will be getting from here and wait until it kills off everything, and then you get a drop of blood and you put it in a little bottle of Giondrianna. And you set that aside in case you need an IV. Giondrianna is a living, programmable, DNA-structured life form. It will carry oxygen. It will replace your blood. And if you do this with your set-aside Giondrianna, it will match your DNA before it has to convert itself in you. And that can happen, and they can sprinkle that water around, and this is what you have to beware of. They can sprinkle that around, and it's going to read your DNA. And so they can get you for murder. There's no way to wiggle out from under it. It will be your DNA. But it isn't even red. No, it isn't. That isn't the part that gets to be your DNA. Note, if you do a DNA test run, the gel is absolutely clear. Nothing. You have to put a probe in there that changes the color on film, on X-ray film. And then you can read the X-ray. The gel will be clear. It will show nothing. You are not helpless. You have all the tools as we move along. Don't push the river. if we have to go to a higher frequency, we'll go to platinum. And there is no higher frequency than the solar frequencies that are coming off the sun. And it doesn't matter whether it is daylight or dark. Those frequencies come from the cosmos, and they are there all the time. And a sick body is going to get sick. The higher your own frequency, you're going to thrive.
And if people are healthy, you're going to get more healthy.
Yes.
And stronger.
If you're sick, these rays are going to be very, very damaging. That's why people are going blind. People are. These are deadly rays. They just don't kill you all at once. They're just a very, very high frequency. And one thing that we have to be very careful of, you see, we can put it into something you can understand. I'm telling you to keep your friendly bacteria supply up as a supplement. Don't fiddle around with it. If your frequency is high enough, that which dwells with you is also going to be able to withstand the impulse or the assault, the impact would be a good word, of a higher frequency. Because it dwells with you, and it's your friendly flora, that which is part of your system, will be moving in frequency, increasing elements just the same as is your body. And as your body begins to be a higher frequency, these coming in rays, incoming rays that are higher than anything that you've recognized before, because they're obviously invisible. You don't have capacity to measure them. You don't have meters to measure them. Because this is a higher thought form. Remember your illusion. You're God's thought. If you are vibrating down here at this low, low frequency, these rays are going to bother you. You take a dose of any colloid, silver, whatever, and you may not notice anything, but you've got all of these bacteria that are thriving at your low level. And it's going to damage. It's going to take them out. They are small, individual little life forms. It's going to kill a lot of your cells off. But it will not kill probably the overall walking being. Because you are the sum total of all of these cells. And you have all of this compared to a very microscopic little bacteria in its own individual form. So it'll be taken out. But most of your friendly flora will be at the same level of vibration that you are. So the higher frequencies aren't going to bother it or you. Some of the lower bacterial forms will be taken out. And if you hit it too hard, it's going to take all of them out. So why would you fight with it? If you don't feel good, first of all, try replacing some of your flora. It does something. It acts like bacteria or enzymes in a compost heap. They are the digestive elements. You will get very sluggish as you don't digest and pass through the proper system, the proper composting. If you dump things out there and you have no composting material or enzymes, you may have rotting stuff or dying stuff or putrefaction, but it will not compost, will it? All you need to do is use your head. This is going to bring the frequency of your bodies up. So you want to continually replace the bacteria that you may have depleted so that they can go ahead and raise with you until you can reach a balance where your daily intake builds your immune system. It also builds your flora, only at this stepped up level. And you always want this distance between you, so if you're hit with a massive, overwhelming dose of something, it's going to make you sick. But your immune system can respond. And with a little help from up here, it can knock it out. You'll go through your crisis and it will knock it out. But what they're doing now is hitting you so hard with a very short-acting thing when you're accustomed to the killing element taking years maybe to even develop into a recognizable form, and then more years to slowly kill you off, as in AIDS. It is never HIV virus that does it. Never, never, never. The HIV virus does something to your immune system that prohibits its full translation. And you've done the rest. You've destroyed it. You've denutralized, nutritized your bodies. It doesn't have anything to pull from. And you get so sick that as you give it things to pull from, they make you sick until your body can take it, balance it, regulate it, and use it. That's why you'll be dead if you wait, because they are going to hit you with things that kill in 24 hours, 48 hours at the most. And once that reproduction starts within the body, man, it goes like gangbusters. And the toxins given off by these high-frequency viruses will get you. And it will be amazing if we can cover enough of you that you don't get sick at all. All through history, there have been the ones that didn't even maybe know what they were doing. But they did know what they were urged to do, and they made it through plagues, and they made it through assaults without succumbing to the disease. It is a matter of depopulation of the earth. Quit blaming God, but know that that is the plan. Lucifer has decided that the earth will be depopulated. So what you do is pull down the health. Corrupt the morals. You can go right by the protocols. Get control. Let people fall into the trap of you owe me. Get them into the welfare mentality. It is not welfare. It is the mentality that says, my great-grandfather was a slave and you owe me. And I'm going to do whatever I want to do, damn all of you. They are going to take out that segment. They are not interested in taking you out. But if you're in the way, they're not going to do one iota of anything to save you.
Commander?
Yes.
I have a question about the pneumonic plague that they have up here that evidently is affecting some of the cats.
Yes.
Is it possible to give a drop of the gold to the cats to prevent them from getting it?
Absolutely.
Will one drop a day do it, or is that too much?
Depends on how captive your cat is. Yes. If 5 drops will do it for you, 1 drop is sufficient. But you see, animals don't do like people. They will only take what they need. You're going to find something very interesting happens if you ever get around to making tempeh, for instance. It looks awful. It doesn't really taste all that wonderful. But you will find animals and children will grab for it because there's an instinctive need for it. And therefore, when you are faced with, and I'm going to request that EJ begin to do this pretty soon. The animals are clean now, and the new babes are coming out to play. And I think that ones of you who feed wild animals are going to have to make some arrangements for making sure that their water supply is treated with hydrogen peroxide and just simply some of the glycol. They not only need the elements, but you want to keep that possibility of infection down, just out of the system. And it doesn't take very much. It isn't like you have to go onto this big scientific regime. But you can, at least with your pets, treat them well enough that fleas don't like being on them. Especially infected fleas. You see, the fleas don't mind it. A good healthy body, a good healthy flea. An infected flea is not a healthy flea. This is why they use carriers. This is why when it really gets to the point of infecting you, they will have to introduce it through the fluke or the cryptosporidium or something, usually into the water supply, which is not knocked out by whatever the treatment program is. It can then run a chance of getting to you. You're going to be able to understand how it is working by whether there are just one or two sick and whether it is evolving from that one that is sick, or if it happens to hundreds at one sitting in one area, then you know you've been attacked from the air deliberately. Or they have infected the water so it's hit all of you at once. There are ways of seeing what is happening. Keep your eyes open. Watch what is happening around you. While they are struggling around pretending they don't know what in the world is hit with a pneumonic plague, for instance, that is not bubonic plague. This is a different species. So it doesn't take much sense, does it? Look at your mystery diseases. They are the same as what they're showing you. The Ebola is not any different than what happened with the Indians, only a little different species. That was a test ground. They set the Indians up for it. They set Zaire up for it. And very likely in this community where you will not have a large AIDS population, you may not right off the bat lose many people. But, in the homosexual areas of New York, Washington, D.C. is going, I mean, here you may get rid of a lot of problems. Because most of the ones within that, the high elite, yeah. But you see, this crimey, corrupted bunch of misfits running your government are not wanted either. So absolutely in Washington, D.C., this would just wipe out the entire population. San Francisco, any place where you have a major outcropping of AIDS, you've got problems. I repeat, the healthy, intelligent beings are not necessarily the targets. And that's why we're not going to fight them.
Cool.
We're going to let them help us every opportunity we get. You cannot be more enslaved than you are. You just think you can. And you will be if you get yourself into incarceration camps. They want you in there where disease just wipes you out. This is what happened in the incarceration camps of Europe.